So Alex Fankhauser will lead things off here. It will go Fankhauser, Searman, and Bennett. They can definitely produce runs here. Fankhauser had that two-run bomb to left in her last at-bat. That seems like an eternity ago that she hit that ball, but it did happen this afternoon. It seems like it happened yesterday with all the pitches we've seen since then. I think Sarah Cantley, Bob, has finally kind of centered herself back where she needs to be. Again, 83 pitches is a lot, but she's kind of back in a spot where she's a little bit more comfortable. Fankhauser, one for one this afternoon with the two-run blast to left field. She have another home run in her? We'll see. It would be number 11 if she hit it. And she would tie her teammate in Casey Olis for the single season record. She's probably thinking, yeah, I'll do that. First pitch on the way from Larson. Fankhauser watches a strike go by her knees on the outside corner. It is a very fine line where that strike zone is. I mean, yes. It is a very fine line.
Yeah, that outside corner, just not really sure where he's calling it. But, you know, when he does call it, at least he's not calling for strike three so far.
Oh, one on the way, low and outside to Fankhauser, 1-1. Fankhauser looks down to third, receives some applause from her head coach and Andrea Arney. And the 1-1 on the way with nobody on and nobody out here in the top of the fourth in Louisville, trailing Lakota East 7-3. Lakota East 30-1, Louisville 26-4. This Division I state title game, the 1-1. Outside and high, 2-1. Justina Searman up next for Louisville. Justina bats 360, so very much so in this game is Louisville at this point, but they need to score runs in this inning. The 2-1 upcoming from Larson to Fankhauser here. The delivery from Larson. Lined into left field, dropping, not in time though. Great catch by the left fielder. She dove to a knee there in Madison Curitan. She made a fantastic jump on that ball and caught it exactly where she needed to.
Yeah, she had a great jump on that ball. She made a really good move. That ball started tailing away from her. That's why she had to go down to a knee, because she almost overran it.
Brings up Justina Searman, the left fielder, with one down here in the top of the fourth. The pitch from Larson. Searman swings and misses at it. Even adding just a run, that's all Louisville needs to do. If they add a run each inning the rest of the way, and they hold Lakota East scoreless, they'll tie the game up. And the 0-1 from Larson to Searman. Lifted into left field. This has carry to it. It's gone! Justina Searman with a solo blast to left field. Louisville cuts it to 3 here in the top of the fourth. Lakota East 7, Louisville 4. The first home run of the year for Miss Justina on left field.
Well, if you're going to get your first home run, this is when you want to do it. In the state championship game, trying to rally your team back up to get back into it. She did such a great job getting her hips open, bringing her hands through, and just launching it over left field wall.
Brings up Lauren Bennett now, the third baseman. Louisville has cut it to 3. They've added the one run. That's the one run. I feel like I've got a crystal ball over here, and I'm trying to get exactly what I want.
Well, then you need to ask for a couple more if you're on Louisville's side over there, because that's what they're looking for.
Brings up Lauren Bennett, the third baseman. Lauren lifts one. This is headed towards the outfield, and running under it is the center fielder towards the infield. Nice play there by Kylie West, and it brings up Lexi Zavarelli now.
That was a long run for the center fielder. He had the shortstop, the center fielder, and the left fielder all coming together. She called it for it the last second. That was a long run. She did a great job of tracking that down.
Can Lexi Zavarelli keep the run going here in the top half of the fourth? Louisville trails Lakota East 7-4. Two outs, top of the fourth. Larson steps back into the circle, set on the rubber. The pitch to Zavarelli, and a beautiful drop. She throws that drop so confidently, and it's a beauty when it comes in. It's almost a drop curve.
Yeah, it looks really good. It starts so high, you just give up on it, and it just comes right into the zone all of a sudden.
0-1 on the way. Zavarelli on the afternoon, 0-for-1. And the 0-1 upcoming from Larson. Zavarelli lifts it foul down the third baseline. Again, Louisville cuts it to 3 on the Justina Searman home run to left.
You know, I talked about before the game that Zavarelli needs to get on base and get him going today because it's really big when she gets on having McKeever right behind her.
The 0-2 upcoming from Larson to Zavarelli, the center fielder, with two down in the top of the fourth and Louisville trailing Lakota East by 3. The 0-2 delivery lifted into left field. This is dropping, or right field rather, and it's caught by the second baseman, which is Abby Beckham. She went into the grass in right field, but Louisville adds the run they wanted to. They trail 7-4, and they'll have the top of the order up when they come back in the top of the fifth. Still alive and breathing at this point is Louisville. Thanks to our four sponsors, by the way, Dr. Thomas Dental, Beatty Sports in Louisville and in Hartville, the Spot Center in Louisville, and HP Products out of Louisville, Ohio.
Well, I want to say I'd be remiss if I didn't mention it. Send the congratulations out to Tom Loy and Coach Sternberg out there in East Canton. The boys track team won the D3 state track meet today for the third year in a row, which has never been done here in the state of Ohio.
Awesome for the young ladies from, or the young men from, sorry, I got my mind on softball here.
Right.
The young men from East Canton, they continue to bring home hardware, and what they're doing the last couple years down there in Osterberg Township is nothing short of amazing at this point. Really have been so, so good for that community. Jason, I know that you think so much of coaching down there, and they have really been kind of the heart and soul of recent success down at East Canton. That track success, that success here in the spring, it leads to football, which leads to basketball, which leads to baseball and softball. I mean, everything is good right now at East Canton.
Right, we've got a lot of really good athletes coming through right now. We are blessed, you know, and especially we have great kids, great coaches. And I think the key has been we had consistent coaches over so many years, and that's what really helps.
So leading things off here for Lakota East will be Abby Niehaus, the catcher. First pitch from Cantley is a strike on the outside corner. I think she's finally settling into this game. As I mentioned before, though, will it be too late? You can only hope not if you're a fan of the Leps at this point. The 0-1, foul down the first baseline, and out of play, 0-2 the count.
I think that was a close call down there for the cameraman in right field. He had to duck out of the way as it come flying through.
I think the other thing that would really, really help Louisville here is to have a 1-2-3 inning and a quick one for Sarah Cantley. If she doesn't reach 100 pitches or if she doesn't reach 95 in this inning, that's exactly what she needs. That means that she would pitch either 12 pitches or fewer. The 0-2 is high, 1-2. Abby Niehaus on the afternoon, 1-for-2. She's been fairly effective in her time at the plate. Had a double in her last at-bat. And the 1-2 from Cantley is low and outside, 2-2. Cantley already up to 87 pitches. 45 have been strikes, 42 have been balls. If you're a weekend golfer, that's a pretty good score from front nine to back nine, but
right,
it's not good if you're out here pitching. Hard ground ball at Tegan Rice. Nice stop with the backhand. Throws on to first and gets the out. She made a great backhanded stop there with her glove, and one is down here in the bottom of the fourth.
Yeah, it took all of her height to get out there to that ball, and it was a great snag there on the backhand. Bounced right up to it, and a nice little dart over to first base.
Louisville trails Lakota East 7-4 here in the bottom of the fourth, and it brings up Callie Hoffman, the DP. Bats 451, 37 hits this year, two of which have been homers. And she's 0-for-1 this afternoon. First pitch from Cantley is outside by the slimmest of margins, 1-0 the count.
And that's that outside pitch. You're just not sure what you're going to get today on either side of the ball, either pitcher.
0-1 on the way, or the 1-0 on the way from Cantley here to Hoffman, the DP. The delivery with one out inside at the knees, and that's a strike.
As I said, he's more generous on the inside pitches than he is the outside pitches. That's where he set up, but he's also giving him a lot more room.
I have no idea what to call a strike and what to call a ball. I have to wait for his motion every time. Sometimes I can just tell. Today I can't tell.
Well, the Louisville crowd just holds their breath. They don't know whether they cheer or not.
One's across the board, the 1-1. 1-2.
As you can see, you had the nice little delay there. Everybody's like, what?
I feel like I should just not say anything during this next pitch and see if the crowd tells the story. Because if it's a strikeout, they'll tell the story. The 1-2 upcoming from Cantley with one down here in the bottom of the fourth and nobody on. Louisville trails Lakota East 7-4, and I'll let the crowd do the talking here. The 1-2. Well, that was high. I could see that from a mile away.
Right.
2-2 the count.
They were trying to get her to chase. They got her earlier in the game. They got her to chase a couple times, but they've been unsuccessful to have her swing at it.
The 2-2 upcoming from Cantley to Hoffman. The delivery from Cantley. Ground ball right at Tegan Rice. She snares it, throws on to first, and two are down now. Here in the bottom of the fourth, and Louisville still trailing Lakota East 7-4. It brings up Allie Lewis, the first baseman. And Sarah Cantley can still accomplish what I said. If she threw one pitch here and it was caught for an out or something simple, she would be under 95 pitches. She's at 93 right now. Next pitch will be the 94th to Lewis, and it's a strike on the outside corner. Another beautiful pitch there. That appeared to be the curve. She's trying to center herself with that curve,
right,
which she hasn't been able to do today. The 0-1 on the way from Cantley to Lewis. That's inside, swung on, and fouled back. 0-2 the count. That was pitch number 95.
Yeah, Tegan Rice been getting a workout over there. The past three outs that Louisville's had have all been hit right at Tegan.
She's had a busy couple of days here. She had to field the last two yesterday, too, for them to win. The 0-2, that's high, 1-2.
And I think the reason being is that Sarah's been forced to bring the ball in. A lot more inside pitches than usual, which means that the hitters are going to tend to hit to the left side.
The 1-2 from Cantley to Lewis. Two down, the delivery. A ball. Outside and low. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bottom of the fourth. Lakota East 7, Louisville 4.
And Sarah thought that was a strike there. She started walking off the out of the circle. She thought she had gotten it.
The 2-2 from Cantley to Lewis. Lifted into right field. Nolte camping out under it near the warning track. Makes the catch. Diving in. She almost overran that towards the wall and luckily was able to dive in. She's been known to find a thrill for the dramatics there in right field. And again, trying to win herself an Oscar with that catch this afternoon.